constantly, from time to time. Baba has been giving us signals what preparation we have to make from now onwards so that we can become Baba's instruments to serve the world in the future, because we won't be able to do service in the same way as we are doing now, as the time is moving very fast. Because one reason, people will not have so much of time and patience to listen to 7 days course, to wait for so long time to have an experience. And secondly, all the facilities that we are using for service now will not be of any use for us in the final moments. So we can only serve in a subtle way. We can only accomplish service through our thoughts. Even today in the blessings, Baba said, the greatest power that we have, Baba's children have, is the power of thought, elevated thought, power of attitude, and the power of elevated vision. So, whilst we are engaged in doing service through words, we have to prepare ourselves from now for the future service. So it will be a service something like what Baba said today, having mukti in one eye and jivan mukti in the other eye. We don't need to speak anything, but our vision, our outlook will show the path. Because all souls who come in contact with us may not be souls who are going to golden age. But because we are ancestor souls, we have the responsibility to show the path to everyone, whether they are mukti souls or whether they are jivan mukti souls, right? So Baba has made us instruments to show them the path, to guide them to their destination. So that means the task of being a lighthouse, being a mighthouse, is something that will be of great use in the final moments. So I liked that very much when Baba said this morning that you are actually the lighthouses for the world. Sometimes Baba also says you are the stick for the blind. So what it actually means to serve souls by having this stage of being a lighthouse, a mighthouse, it is the highest stage one can attain in this confluence age. It is a stage, something equal to God. So the first thing that comes to my mind when I think of the word light. Light means two things. Light represents knowledge. Knowledge is light. And knowledge is also might. When we have points of knowledge in our intellect, it is like enlightenment for the intellect. But when the same knowledge is put into action, it becomes might. So in other words, the title that we experience when we become lighthouse is of being master knowledgeful. Master knowledgeful. And being a mighthouse is becoming master almighty authority. That's why I said it is something like master God, equal to Baba. So what it means actually to become master knowledgeful, a lighthouse. Now very often Baba compares this body to a house dwelling place. And the soul is light. So if you combine them together, what it means, a house in which the light is constantly lit. We can interpret it in another way by saying to become an embodiment of self-awareness. To have a light lit in the house means to be the embodiment of self-awareness. So when I am in that stage, I am serving like a lighthouse. Not stationary, but moving, living, revolving lighthouse. Talking, walking, eating, but at the same time emitting light. So I don't need to tell someone you are a soul, but from the light that I am emitting from my forehead, as Baba said a couple of days ago, you know, to show the destination to souls through the jewel of the forehead is to be a lighthouse. Because lighthouse doesn't speak. But it is in one place, that physical lighthouse. But it guides souls. It guides ships to its destination quietly. So in the same way, if I practice not just the awareness, but being the embodiment of self-awareness, I become a mobile lighthouse. First of all, the light is constantly lit. And then I emit light. In other words, it is like being an angel. What is an angel? Light and light all around. Double light. Constantly emitting light. Now how do we know the presence of an angel around us? It's not something you can touch. But you can feel like the light passed. So if I want to experience that stage in preparation for future service, the first thing I need to understand, to become a lighthouse is to become an embodiment of self-awareness, to keep the light of the soul constantly lit while I am in the body. I remember this analogy Baba used about the firefly. You know, firefly also has a body, isn't it? But at night, when it is flying, we never see its body at all. We just see that little sparkling light here and there. So that is what it means to be like a lighthouse. Like, you know, I am moving, talking, eating, doing everything, but the consciousness of the body is dissolved, but just that sparkle, that light is visible, which actually makes others become light. Awareness, bringing them the awareness of light and making them light. This was the experience Sakar Baba used to give when souls used to come in front of him without telling. In a second, they will lose the body consciousness. So that is one thing, what it means to be a lighthouse. The second thing actually in connection with knowledge, lighthouse means to be the embodiment of knowledge. When I embody knowledge in my life, I work like a mobile lighthouse. To become ignorant of the word ignorance. when my life becomes a life in which I'm ignorant of the word ignorance, that is to become a lighthouse. And that is why I think in Laukic world, they say ignorance is bliss. I used to wonder, you know, if ignorance was bliss, then why we were seeking for knowledge? We were well off, you know, being in ignorance, isn't it? But then we always used to ask God to show us the path to lead us towards light. So what actually means ignorance is bliss? That when I become ignorant of the word ignorance, so I embody knowledge. So that means there is bliss in that experience. So I need to go for this practice, embody knowledge in every nerve, in every cell of my body, every thought, every breath, to such an extent that ignorance, the word ignorance, disappears in my life. So that means I have become a soul filled with light and might. So it is, in other words, returning to my original and eternal nature. Because eternally and originally, I am in that stage. So either I can make the effort to return to my original eternal state, or I can imbibe knowledge to such an extent that I become ignorant of what is ignorance. And the third definition of being a lighthouse for me is like being on the unlimited. You know, lighthouse is always erected on a high, you know, somewhere on a high level, so that it can guide ships coming from any direction. It doesn't have any discrimination. It just does its duty without any judgment, without any discrimination. So when I am on the unlimited, when I let go of all limitation, I become a lighthouse, just stable in that unlimited stage with Baba, you know, sending out that rays of light and might, even being beyond the thought of I'm sending that rays of light and might. You know, very often we talk about giving donation of yoga. So if I want to donate that sakash or yoga power, I have to go beyond the thought of giving. Then only it can reach to whom it has to reach. So lighthouse doesn't have the thought in itself that I am giving light. That is why it is performing the work of a lighthouse. So if I want to become a spiritual lighthouse, I don't need to travel, you know, I don't need to physically move around everywhere. But while being in one place, but being in that unlimited consciousness, having unlimited attitude, unlimited consciousness, unlimited vision, I am able to serve the world at one time. I remember once Avyek Baba asked this question, how long does it take for Baba to travel around the world? You know, many, many times in the Murali, Baba says, today I went around the world. So how long does Baba take to go around the world? Huh? 1 second, whole world. World is so big. Huh? Yeah, it does take 1 second, you are right. But in how? In what way? Huh? Because Baba is on the unlimited. See, the higher you go, like for example, the people who went to the moon, so they were able to see the whole world just like a ball, you know, just like one planet together. It was so easy. So that is only within these five elements of matter. So Baba is even beyond that. So what it means to be on the unlimited, go beyond all limitation. So when we are in that unlimited stage, the feeling is that the whole world is in front of me. You know? So I am able to serve the world while sitting in one place with that unlimited vision, embracing the whole world as my family. So that is why someone who is in that stage of being a lighthouse, they always have that consciousness, attitude and stage unlimited. And so the feeling is that, you know, the whole world is so close, as if it is in front of me and I am just giving that sakash. And whoever wants to receive mukti, whoever wants to receive jivan mukti, they automatically get that inheritance and they go towards it. I don't even need to discriminate. I don't need to be even judgmental. No, this is why it is important to let go of all the limited shores. No, that's why Baba says, to be a lighthouse means to be world benefactor. Not center benefactor, not state benefactor, not country benefactor, not any one soul benefactor, you know. Because sometimes we become very limited thinking, oh, my husband should come to knowledge, my children should come to knowledge, why they are not coming. But I am a world benefactor soul. So when I have that unlimited attitude that everyone should be benefited, they are included in that. If they are ready, they will receive that race. If they are not ready, even if you sit and look at them, stare at them also, they won't get anything. You know? So actually, a world benefactor soul have such an unlimited attitude. So that is why there is no limitation. So that's why I think even in the Laukik way, they always have the lighthouses in a high area. And the second aspect of that is it is like a tower. It's very strong. You will never hear the news like a lighthouse was, you know, broken or some damage happened. There was a blackout in the lighthouse. Such news we never get it because it is not only on the high place, but it is also like a tower. So stable and so strong, no matter what happens, but it is still there. Even if the ships are not coming, but it is still showing the path. When the duty of the lighthouse is constant. So for me, like being a lighthouse is like a constant, unlimited server. Being in a stage of stability, unshakable, immovable. So automatically my feelings, my thoughts will reach to whoever it is ready. See, this morning Baba said the other definition, to be a lighthouse means to keep mukti in one eye and jivan mukti in the other eye. How would you interpret it? How you can do that? Mukti in one eye and jivan mukti in the other eye. Did anyone practice it today? Having these one eye and other eye. Actually, what Baba meant was that there has to be a balance between having an attitude of unlimited disinterest, at the same time having intoxication of our future sovereignty. So when these two qualities are balanced, so whoever comes in front of us, so if they are mukti souls, they will have the experience of disinterest for this world and get into that experience of letting go of everything and go into mukti stage. But if they are jivan mukti souls, together with that they will have that intoxication of the future royalty, the sovereignty of the world. So what I need to practice right now to become a lighthouse is to maintain the balance. Balance between having an attitude of unlimited disinterest, at the same time, intoxication of the future kingdom. So then when I'm walking, talking, this can be practiced not sitting in one place. It is not a yoga stage, you know, having one eye mukti and the other eye jivan mukti. This is like a karma yogi stage. Because anyone can come at any time in front of me, so they are able to receive that blessing. No, as Baba said, the service that we do when we are in the state of lighthouse is to take souls beyond with a glance. You know, one glance will give the experience of whatever they want to attain. If they want mukti, they get mukti experience. If they want jivan mukti, they get that. But my eyes, my vision should be filled with that experience, so that I don't need to discriminate whether they are Brahmin souls or not, whether they are going to take inheritance from Baba or not. That's not my duty. Just like, you know, Dadi says, you become like a supermarket in which everything is available. So whoever comes in front of you, they just take what they want, self-service. You don't need to even ask them what you want. Because there is no time in the future even to ask people. They don't even have patience to wait until you give them. So what I need to do is to equip myself, become embodiment of all attainments and just be. So this is why one of the definition Dadi mentioned once for being a lighthouse is to be a source of inspiration. You know, a source of inspiration never talk. Like we get inspirations from even non-living images. They don't talk. You go to temples, you just stand in front of them, and just by looking at them, you get so much inspiration. If the non-living images can give such inspirations, why not living images? But then if I want to become a source of inspiration, lighthouse, living lighthouse in that way, so what I need to do is, I need to make sure that I am embodiment of all attainments. There should be nothing lacking within myself. Because this is the problem we will have. Whatever we are lacking at the final moment, that is what people who come in front of me want from me. That is the only thing they need. Just like Baba says, no, you may give them 36 variety of food. But they don't want it. They want only water. And I don't have it. So they would not get the feeling of me, myself being a bestower. Being a source of inspiration means to be a bestower. Not a giver, but a bestower. So bestower means a one in whose treasure store all the treasures are overflowing. Nothing is lacking. So when souls experience whatever they want, they get when they come in front of me, then they will call me as a bestower, a lighthouse. You know, something they receive without asking. So in other words, we can say being a lighthouse is like being bestower of blessing. Bestower of blessing. So you return being totally satisfied, totally content. You got what you want. It's like a blind person receiving an eyesight. You know, a blind person was able to see for the first time, who am I? Just by coming in contact with the bestower of blessing. So something also Baba said this morning, connected with the lighthouse is to become Swadarshan Chakradhari. You remember? So actually, what happens when you become a Swadarshan Chakradhari? A spinner of the cycle of self-realization. You generate light, isn't it? When you spin the cycle, the more you spin the cycle, the more energy is generated in the form of light and might. But if instead of spinning Swadarshan Chakra, if I start spinning Pardarshan Chakra, that means having waste thoughts and negative thoughts about others, whatever I have stored within myself, it will be empty. But by spinning clockwise, I am able to actually conserve energy. So becoming a lighthouse is to become a spinner of the cycle of self-realization. Now, sometimes when we hear the word becoming the spinner of cycle of self-realization, well, we begin, okay, I was in the soul world, then I came into golden age, then I come to the silver age, copper age, iron age, and confluence age, finish. So, how long can I spin the cycle? Then there is no more, then the waste thoughts will spin me. But actually, this Hindi meaning is beautiful. Sva Darshan Chakra. Darshan means I have the vision of myself. You know, what I was in the cycle for the whole 5000 years. So you have to experience, like if you see yourself in the soul world, you see not just thinking, being there, how was the stage, what kind of experience I had, make those become alive. Like in golden age, how I descended, what was my feeling at that time, what was my stage, who was around, how was the nature, what was the history, what was the geography. So go into the detail. Darshan, have a vision of yourself there. You know, Swadarshan. So if you begin to spin the cycle in that way, even though we may not take 5000 years to spin it, at least we can spin it for 50 minutes at a time. So experiment next time. So when I'm spinning that cycle of self-realization, I am actually spinning pure thoughts. And when the pure thought is being recycled, there is a lot of energy generated. And that is why in bhakti they say, Krishna, he cut off the head of Kansa by using Sudarshan Chakra. They changed a little bit. Instead of Swadarshan, they say Sudarshan. So what it means actually is when I'm spinning the cycle, the head of Ravan, which represents the demon Kansa, will be cut off. So that means I will not be spinning in, I will not be caught up in spinning other spins. So my energy is generated. So this is what actually Baba means, being Swadarshan Chakradhari not only generates light and might, but at the same time it refreshes me also. Suppose when it is hot, if you put on the fan, when the fan spins, you get air. And that circulated air actually refreshes the body and the soul, isn't it? So it not only generates energy, but at the same time I get that refreshment. That freshness again brings newness into my life. So that is also another meaning we can look at, what it means to be a lighthouse. So where constantly light and might is generated. So this is why, you know, Baba wants us to practice this stage from now onwards, so that when the final moments come, we will not have opportunity to do so much service through words. So that means we are able to serve just through our being, silently. That is why every day I see Baba connecting, you know, power of silence and power of science. There is always a comparison. So to be a lighthouse actually is to embrace the power of silence. If I am not a lover of solitude, if I am not a lover of being introvert, it's very difficult for me to accumulate the power of silence. So it is important in preparation for becoming a lighthouse and a might house. I need to accumulate the power of silence. And the power of silence has three faculties in a way. It is pure thoughts, pure feelings, and you know, vibrations through our vision. It's only language of silence, language of our through the eyes, language through feelings. So if I want to accumulate the power of silence, I need to actually be a lover of solitude. Because solitude can be understood in two ways. One is to physically alone, to be alone physically. And secondly, to go into the depth of one. Ekant. Because the more I have that interest, the hobby, to go into the depth of one, I am able to understand the subtleties. I am able to understand the subtle meaning behind every word that Baba speaks. And it becomes easy to embody them. It becomes easy to make that belong to me. So, in order to accumulate the power of silence, again, we need to have purity of thoughts. What is power of silence, actually? It's not no talk, you know. We cannot say silence means not thinking. You can be in silence, but still you have thought. You are not thoughtless. You may not be speaking, you are quiet. But what it means to accumulate the power of silence is to accumulate the power of pure thoughts. Because this is what is going to help me to concentrate. You know, Baba was emphasizing on the power. Due to attachment. And so my mind and intellect fluctuates. So I have to make sure that if I want to become a lighthouse, no, my mind and intellect are stable. So I need to develop the power of concentration, and the power of concentration is increased on the basis of power of purity. So purity, in simple words, means total selflessness. You know, totally, not even the feeling of selfishness, even in a royal form. You know, sometimes Baba says, Maya also comes even there too. We say we don't have any desires, but we like something. But even that is also a royal form of desire that pulls my intellect away from Baba at certain times. So what it actually means to be a lighthouse and serve the world is total selflessness, so that it allows me to accumulate that pure energy. You know, it is in preparation to serve through the mind. To be a lighthouse means you are sitting in one place, but you can serve souls of the whole world through your power of thought. That means your thoughts should be like laser. You know, it can travel any corner of the world, but it needs to have so much of purity inside. Because the atmosphere of the world is already polluted. We cannot complain about it. So if I want to serve through my mind like a lighthouse, if my thoughts have to be like a laser, which can surpass all these impure, polluted vibrations and reach to where I want it to be reached. So this is why, this is like serving my mind first and then use my mind to serve others. So it is a simple way of understanding. To be a lighthouse and a mighthouse means to serve through my mind, serve through my thoughts, serve through my attitude, serve through my vision, serve through my consciousness. Because we cannot reach the world, you know, physically, giving message. Especially maybe in India, it is possible where you can serve each village, you know, go there personally. But looking at the world and how many countries are left without message, so how can we give them Baba's message? But there is a method. So we can serve by sending out that rays of light and might. Because I remember once Baba taught us how to do it. Just like, you know, what it means to serve through the mind like a lighthouse. Just like we give 7 days course to somebody. We give them the introduction of the soul, supreme soul. Make them understand. So it is like giving message through thoughts. So if I have that unlimited consciousness, I emerge the world in front of me. I don't have any particular person in front of me at that time, but I emerge the world, my family, and through my thoughts I emerge these feelings, loving feelings, that whatever inheritance I have received from Baba, let these inheritance be received by my brothers and sisters in the world. Because they also have the right for that inheritance. They are seeking for it. So let it be their inheritance too. So with that compassionate feelings, when I immerse that loving feelings in my heart, at the same time, souls in the world who are aspiring to have that experience feel like God has given them whatever they were seeking. So I may not want to find out who are the ones who have received it. I am not interested in that anyway. But my unlimited vision, unlimited feelings will emerge positive and pure feelings for them to come closer to God, to receive that inheritance. You know, many times Dadi asked double foreigners also before coming to knowledge, you know, who are the ones who had vision of Madhuban, who had vision of Brahma Baba, who had vision of Shiv Baba. There are many who have seen, you know, yogis sitting on the mountain, you know, they have seen so many things. But of course, Baba gives experience to souls in different ways. So what I need to do is, I should serve my mind first, so that my mind serve others. What we do sometimes is, we don't serve our mind. We try to serve through the mind. It doesn't work, you know. It doesn't work. Because if you want to serve through the mind, if your mind has waste thoughts, negative thoughts for those people whom you want to serve, it doesn't work. That means I have not served my mind. So I have to make my mind my best friend first. I have to take the company of my mind. So when I have given so much quality time for my mind, so the mind will cooperate with me again to serve others. So it is, to be a lighthouse, it's like serving through my thoughts, sitting in one place, through my good wishes and pure feelings. But then once I have good wishes and pure feelings, I should not mix with any other feelings. You know, many times we ask this question to Dadis. Why is that I have been having good wishes and pure feelings for so and so, such and such a person, it's not reaching them? I am having it. I am trying very best. But it's not working. So is it their fault or is it my fault? Are they not good receivers? Or I am not a good transmitter. So whose mistake? What Dadi said once was, actually what is happening is that a transmitter, there is something wrong in the transmitter. Why? Because I have certain attitude that is fixed in my mind for that soul. So on the top of it, I say, okay, I will try having good wishes. I know this person is not going to change. Okay, I tried. I know this person will not change. I have tried many times, but I will try. So my attitude is already there strong. On the top of it, I am sending good wishes. So what reaches them is not my good wishes, but my attitude. So what Dadi said is, the day I change my attitude, that is the day they also get the thought, I should change now. You try this. Because many times we fix our mind, we condition our mind towards certain souls. Actually, we curse that soul for not changing. So this is the one mistake we should not do. If I want to become a bestower of blessings, a lighthouse. As I said in the beginning, no, lighthouse doesn't have any discrimination. Just like nature doesn't have any discrimination. The law of karma doesn't have any discrimination. It works in the same way for a king and a pauper. It doesn't have any discrimination, isn't it? So the lighthouse doesn't have any discrimination. It serves everyone alike. So this is why I need to have such a clean heart. As Dadi also mentions, you know, a clear intellect and a clean heart. So that from my side, there is constant good wishes and pure feelings. So that is why I said, in order to have good wishes and constantly pure feelings, I need to imbibe the habit of churning knowledge. Where can you get, materials for having good wishes? That's why we run out, you know, we run out of materials. We can have for a short while and after that we run out. We don't know what good we can think about that person. So the next chapter begins. So this is why Baba says Murli is the source for having materials to have good wishes. Now those of us who listen to the Murli every day, we store a lot of materials in our intellect to churn. And by churning on the Murli, we are able to accumulate that pure energy that helps us to have good wishes and pure feelings. So if at all I am running out, running out, you know, like having no more light, that is all the power I had. The power is finished. So that means I am not listening to the Murli every day. Or even if I am listening to the Murli, but I am not taking the Murli in the way Baba is explaining so that I can spin it in the right way. You know, many times I have seen Baba's children taking the point Baba explains totally opposite and churn it in a wrong way. So what happens, instead of conserving energy, actually they're becoming empty. So we must also understand clearly what to churn and what not to churn. Taking points which Baba has not explained in detail and start churning on it is like churning water. But if I take only those points which Baba has made it clear and go into the depth of it, embody it. So this is why knowledge is very important to have power. I cannot become powerful without having the light of knowledge. You know, that is why first knowledge is light and then knowledge is might. See, Baba gives us three things, no? Light, might, and thirdly, divine insight also. So if I have light only, I can see the path. I can show the path. But then, while you are moving on the path, there are obstacles. So if I don't have the might, I cannot overcome the obstacles. I will get stuck. So I should not only have the light of knowledge, but I should also have the might to overcome the obstacles. That means the methods to use the knowledge in action, that is called might. So then I am able to become victorious. And in order to allow us to become Master Almighty Authority in between, Baba has given us the divine insight. So that means Baba has given us the third eye of knowledge, wisdom, power of discrimination to use it in the right way. So this is why when we really, you know, one is understanding knowledge, imbibing the knowledge, and then using the knowledge in action,
actually helps us to become both lighthouse and mighthouse. So it is practically becoming like a living angel. Because angels are human in form, but godly in nature. Because they are double light. Light in form and light in weight. So when I am a lighthouse, I will be able to, you know, wherever I go, I will be able to bring light through my lightness. Because if I am using the knowledge in the right way, there should be lightness. And when there is lightness in my mind, I am able to radiate light. Until there is lightness, we cannot radiate light. You know, the heaviness, the burden actually blocks my intellect. So what we can do is for the next, until we listen to Baba's Murli, let us practice in whatever way you would like to practice being a lighthouse, whether you want to keep the attention of being a light lit in this body house, or you want to practice being the embodiment of self-awareness, or you want to look at it as spinning the cycle of self-realization, in whatever way would you would like to embrace the meaning. So let us practice it and see, you know, what is the result it will bring for me, for my personal effort, and what benefit I can give to the family when I'm in this stage, and what service I can do to the world. Actually, in this stage of being a lighthouse and mighthouse, it is self-service and service to others balance. So you don't have to do separately. Well, that is why I think Baba has been inspiring us to use this that kind of stage, which helps us to do self-service and service together at the same time. Because we don't have so much time now where I can sit for 8 hours in Bhatti, you know. Of course, in Madhuban, we can afford to do that. But when we return to our places, we can't. So we should practice something in such a way that we can continue to do it even when we go back to our places. So you choose whatever title according to the definition you would like to practice. And, you know, this is a very good opportunity for us. First we have theory and now we have practical. I remember my college days, you know, 1 hour lecture. And then they take us to the laboratory to do the experiments on what has been taught to us. So it is immediate, you know, so you could see the results. So this is what we are going to do now. So one is, you know, theory and now practical. So we sit in our own laboratories. As you sit in meditation today, so just the feeling is that you are sitting in your personal laboratory, your room of introversion. And you sit in your seat of determination, stability, and choose any topic that you would like to experiment. So if you remain in that room of introversion for the rest of the time and create a soundproof, solitude is a state of soundproof. So neither anything from inside can go out, nor anything from outside can disturb you. So in that way, even though we are few of us here, but we can create a powerful atmosphere that can radiate such vibrations throughout the world. So let us practice both serving the self and serving others. I think the 6:30 others will join us. I stop here. Om Shanti.